Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A tipping point of protest and outrage, weariness among the demonstrators, resolve to keep it all going. Occupy Wall Street begins week number four on Monday, October 10th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, from the WNYC studios in New York and live from the Occupy Wall Street protest in Lower Manhattan. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What's it like down there?
Well, I was actually surprised to see that there's hundreds of people sleeping. When they say Occupy Wall Street, they mean it literally. They're sleeping in the park in order to keep possession of the territory. And then I guess there's a lot of protesters who have jobs or family life. They go home at night and then return early in the morning to join the protests.
And indeed, waiting for the sun to rise down there in Lower Manhattan and looking forward to a big day of large crowds and protests on this Columbus Day. We'll get a tour of the protest site, gauge the resolve of the participants, and also take a look later this hour at the faces of the poor in America's poverty nation, population 50 million and counting. Here's what you're talking about.
This is Seth from Hoboken. And I do support the Occupy Wall Street movement, although I don't think it's like the Tea Party.
Celeste is down in Lower Manhattan. I'm here at the WNYC studios. You can give us your view on the protests at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin, as always, with the top stories and the headlines. The Occupy Wall Street protests in their fourth week, multiplying across the country. In Boston, students from 10 area colleges plan to march through downtown today. Protests began with a small group of people in Manhattan's financial district, has spread to Cincinnati, Portland, Las Vegas, and many other cities. Jordan McCarthy, who's been camped out in Lower Manhattan for a week, is among those surprised by the protests' staying power.
I'm usually skeptical of any protest movement, but I got here and I realized that my preconceived notions were wrong. And it is a very well-organized and driven group of people.
Some Republicans and presidential hopeful Herman Cain among them called the protests un-American and anti-capitalist over the weekend. Cain on CBS News this weekend accused the protesters of being jealous of other people's money and turning themselves into victims. More on this story in just a moment. A study by two former Census Bureau officials says household income declined more in the 2 years after the recession ended than it did during the recession itself. Overall, the average income of an American family has dropped almost 10% since the start of the recession in 2007 and 2008. Germany and France say they're near to a deal to recapitalize Europe's banks. Yesterday, France and Belgium agreed to nationalize Dexia. That's Belgium's largest bank with billions of taxpayer money after Dexia became the first casualty of the Greek debt crisis. The Egyptian cabinet has been summoned to discuss the worst outbreak of violence in Egypt since former President Hosni Mubarak was overthrown in February. At least 24 people were killed when Christians protesting an attack on a Coptic church clashed with security forces in Cairo. Libya's transitional leadership says they will formally declare the country liberated from Muammar Gaddafi's control once they've taken control of his hometown of Sirte. There's heavy fighting again this morning in that coastal city. Not looking good for the NBA. Players and owners met for more than 5 hours last night. They're scheduled to talk again today. Commissioner David Stern has said the first 2 weeks of the regular season will be canceled if there's no deal today. And the Milwaukee Brewers took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series with a 9-6 win over the Cardinals. Brewers All-Stars Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder both hit home runs. In the markets, Asian markets mostly up, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,103, the S&P opens at 1,155, and the Nasdaq begins trading this morning at 2479. Coming up, drones are an important part of America's tactical force in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. But what happens when that technology proliferates and other countries get their own drone capability? We'll talk about a possible drone arms race later this hour with Scott Shane, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. But first, a snapshot of the Occupy Wall Street protest. Celeste Headlee is live right now in the city where they are waking up this morning and expecting to move from that place in Lower Manhattan to other sites around the city. Where do you think the Occupy Wall Street and Tea Party protesters meet up, and where do they divide? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. More in a few minutes. Civil disobedience on both sides of the political spectrum. Stay with us.